I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Rupert Murdoch isn't used to backing down, but the billionaire media mogul was forced to do just that today. His flagship company, News Corp, withdrew its bid to take full control of British broadcaster BSkyB. Political support for the deal had collapsed in the wake of the phone hacking scandal that took down Murdoch's News of the World tabloid. Michael White is assistant editor of London's Guardian newspaper. Was this inevitable, Mr. White? Did the bid to take over this British broadcaster, BSkyB, ever stand a chance of happening in these conditions?
Well, never say never with Mr. Murdoch. He is the Napoleon of global media and has been in tighter corners than this in his 50, 60-year career. No, in the last 10 days, ever since the phone hacking scandal went viral in this country, when it was discovered not merely politicians and film stars and footballers were being hacked, but the telephone of a murdered girl and her phone messages were being deleted for editorial convenience, that's when the dam broke. And after that, it was a very rapid slide to the point where the British government could not have nodded it through.
So does this mean that Mr. Murdoch's purchase deal of BSkyB is dead or just postponed until there's a more friendly political climate?
Well, it's not dead. He's withdrawn it. But Mr. Murdoch being Mr. Murdoch, we'll see what happens. I use the Napoleon analogy. Is Mr. Murdoch been sent to Elba, where he escaped, if you remember? Or is this Waterloo? You don't know with Mr. Murdoch. He is, of course, 80. And for the first time, never expected to say this, I've got the impression these last few days that he's begun to lose it. And why not? He's very old.
Well, perhaps one barometer is whether he's losing his powerful grip on the political elite in Britain. What do you think?
Well, steady on there, old chap. I seem to remember when he owned the Boston tabloid and in New York the Post and several other places. He wanted to buy TV companies or set up a network. He bought local TV stations and a tremendous battle with American politicians and eventually cut a deal. I think he's an operator. He plays politics pretty hardball in Beijing as well, where he's had successes and failures with the Chinese communists, with whom he's been surprisingly sympathetic on some issues. Tiananmen Square, the Dalai Lama.
So it sounds like you see this as more a short-term reversal of fortune
and that you'll be able to turn it around. I'm saying I don't know. Yeah. With anybody else, then it's all over. But Murdoch is a remarkable man, and he's fought back from very tight corners. I don't think so on balance, but I'm entering that important caveat because things have changed so rapidly in this story. He's only just withdrawn his bid for BSkyB. We don't know what he's going to do. He's closed the News of the World, an ancient, famous British tabloid, 160 years old. There's rumour that he may sell all his British newspaper holdings. No, that would create a problem because most of them lose money.
Murdoch's clearly been hurt, but how much have the elites in Britain, the political elites, David Cameron and co, been hurt by all of this?
The former Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who succeeded Tony Blair in 2007, has just made a powerful speech in Parliament saying, I never gave any favours to Murdoch. He rattled off a few instances of where he'd blocked something and denied him this and denied him that. Brown said, you know, my family was hacked. All sorts of people have been hacked. I blocked him. Others may not. I think he was trying to say that Tony Blair was too cosy. So at one level, they're all in it together. They all tried to appease Rupert Murdoch going way back to Mrs. Thatcher, who was very cosy with Rupert Murdoch. And Brown was saying, well, you know, I wasn't as bad as the others. I did try to get an inquiry and I failed.
Michael White is a newspaper veteran. Is all British media now under scrutiny, do you feel?
Oh, yes. Relationships with a politician. This has got a very Capitol Hill feel to all of this. But don't forget, important difference, we have a national press. It's a small country, it's slightly smaller than Idaho. And we have a press which is buyable by readers at one end of the country to the other. So it's a different relationship, but cozy relationships between politicians and pressmen. We all know this stuff. But of course, it also involves the police.
Another layer of the onion to peel away. Michael White, assistant editor of London's Guardian newspaper. Thanks so much.
Okay.